listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Welcome to you wherever you are on planet Earth. And welcome to you wherever you are in whatever nation, America or whatever. I want to talk about super soldiers. Primarily, I want to focus in a little clearer than just the term super soldiers. I want to focus in on the term enhanced performance super soldiers and the utilization of supernatural powers, cutting-edge science fiction type technologies that work synergistically to enhance a businessman's performance, the military's very secretive super soldier program. You know, SEAL Team 6 is one of many different super soldier programs. And if you, you know, channel surf on television, you will see so many like military type programs, entertainment programs, which they feature scenarios of soldiers that have been trained to transcend and break limitations and barriers. It's quite fascinating if you know the history of it. Now, in my new book, Power from On High, I took a deep dive not only into things like peak performance, but things like spiritual super soldiers in the last days. And the cutting-edge technologies, both mental, mind, spiritual technologies, as well as science and high-tech, that enable a soldier, whether it's a male, female, or whatever, to perform on a level that is transcendent. And our military has been training soldiers to operate as super soldiers for beginning to escalate in the late 1940s, 1947. And I did a huge study on all of this as I was writing Power from On High. Power from On High is loaded. It's loaded because I take a deep dive into all these disciplines that when they're used synergistically, the combined forces of all these technologies enable a man or a woman to transcend their limits to a large degree. And so if they're out in the battlefield, if they're involved in military battle or whatever, soldiers high up in the U.S. military have been trained to use things like ESP, extrasensory perception, remote viewing, which is kind of a spin-off from ESP, where you enter a meditative or altered state of consciousness, and utilizing like psychic ESP powers, you can find your enemy or track your enemy or know what's going to happen in the future by relying on what are called supernatural powers. And the result is phenomenal wins and victories that take a defeated military, and I'm not suggesting that our military is defeated, far from it. I believe our military is cutting edge because it dived into this super soldier program. Now, interestingly enough, I was never in the military. I was a radical activist starting when I was like 14 years old. But I entered my own, let's say, more academic super soldier program, not for military reasons, but for research reasons. So the guys that I studied, one of the people I studied before I was saved was Robert Monroe, who chronicled his OBEs, out-of-body experiences. And he was the head of the Monroe Institute, financed in part by the CIA, whether it was directly or indirectly. Robert Monroe created the Monroe Institute, a very lovely setting in the mountains and hills, where he would train people who were CEOs, business executives, military, et cetera, how to leave their bodies and enter a higher consciousness through the utilization of EMF or electromagnetic frequencies. So Robert Monroe's book and the Monroe Institute is heavily involved in electromagnetic frequencies, because remember, everything in this reality, including you, anything you do, something that may be opposing you, the physical, real-world reality that we live in is embedded with a projection of a certain specific electromagnetic frequency. So if you see a person or you see yourself in the mirror, you are resonating at a specific electromagnetic frequency. So the CIA and other think tanks high up in the U.S. military began to experiment with this stuff, as I did, because they wanted full spectrum domain. What is full spectrum domain? Full spectrum domain is using the latest technologies, things like psychic power or whatever, to enable the military to supernaturally transcend their limits and boundaries and achieve victories that are based on the utilization of supernatural powers. Now, this began to emerge in the 1940s. It emerged in Russia. It emerged in numerous other nations. And it actually came here at a very high velocity when, via Operation Paperclip, we imported something like 20,000, approximately 20,000 or more Nazi mind control scientists, Nazi genetic scientists or DNA scientists, and Nazi scientists that started the rocket program, like Wernher von Braun, who was the founder of NASA. And they were very involved in revving up the super soldier program. One thing they did is that they focused in on different forces. So, for example, the Nazi scientists were very much into the Vril Force. The Vril Force, after which is named the occult secret society, the Vril Force also became the Vril Secret Society, or Vril. And they had other secret societies. And they believed in these legends, the Nordic legends, that a super civilization came to planet Earth through UFOs and established a deep, deep secret underground base in Antarctica and the Arctic. And one of the key leaders of this, of course, was Wernher von Braun. We have some exciting stuff. And let me say right up front, I don't want anybody to listen to the Paul McGuire Report today and walk away confused or walk away vulnerable to spiritual deception. It is not the will of God, it is not the intention of God for your mind to be captured in a mental spiritual battlefield, and it is not the will of God for you to be deceived or enter a state of deception. And one thing I want to say, because I listen to many, many hours of top military generals and scientists speaking in this field, one of the things I want to say is that we always have to remember that you and I stand on a platform of truth. So if we're going to research and delve into these areas, we always have to understand that our fight is not against flesh and blood or people, but against principalities, powers, and the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places. My book, Power from On High, not only deals with the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis detonation or the dynamite force of the power of the Holy Spirit. My book, Power from On High, also examines, takes you on a deep dive of heavy-duty research into how to create a super soldier, how to train and employ psychic power, altered states of consciousness, remote viewing, which is ESP at a long distance. You, for example, by using meditative techniques and altered states of consciousness, can see your enemy invisibly across great distances, like where they hid weapons, by utilizing the Super Soldier program. And Robert Monroe, in his OBE book, Out of Body Experiences, he teaches how, through meditative states and technology, you can sync up with specific electromagnetic frequencies, EMF, and depending upon what frequency you're syncing your consciousness up to, you can open the doors of enhanced performance and what they call the Super Soldier program. Now, I gave a word of warning regarding this, because some people want to just dive into this. The difference between me and many researchers is, number one, I experimented with these things when I was a young atheist and agnostic and existentialist growing up in New York City. I experimented with these things using altered states of consciousness, psychedelic drugs, mind-enhancing drugs, et cetera, meditative techniques. I experienced out-of-body experiences. I experienced and saw the great white light. I experienced cosmic consciousness. As I said, I left my body. I experimented with ESP and psychic power, and it's all very, very real. So the one thing I want to say is, to the Christian who would want to be knowledgeable or research into this area, we have to, before we walk into these realms of higher consciousness, we have to make sure that we fully understand that we are fighting against principalities and powers, the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places, the demonic realm, demons, a whole series of demonic spirits of different rank. And in this environment of a spiritual world, which you can enter through the doors of higher consciousness, you will find yourself in a spiritual battle with demonic forces, and you can defeat these demonic forces through walking in the full armor of God. And that walking in the full armor of God is not to be taken as a fairy tale. In the spiritual battle that you and I are have been called to be in the last days, we wear the full armor of God. So, for example, I was taught by this one particular pastor years ago, who was past, his name was Jim Powers. He was a fireman, and he was his fire ladder, which was metal, somehow connected to thousands of volts of electricity. And when he was climbing up the ladder, it connected with the high voltage electricity, and he was literally fried as the volts of electricity went through his body. But then after he was fried, he was supernaturally healed by the supernatural power of God. And so he was the originator of the Full Armor of Bible Institute. And one of the things that he taught me is that every single day of his life, along with his wife, and he got me to commit to it too, he said, Paul, you need to put on the full armor of God every day. First thing after you wake up, you put on the full armor of God. And you pray a prayer that goes something like this: God, I come to you now through the blood of Jesus Christ, and I put on the full armor of God. I girt my loins with truth, I shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, I put on the breastplate of righteousness, and I pick up the shields of faith, where which we shall quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and we wear the helmet of salvation, as we say, and the other pieces of armor. The most important piece of armor, of course, is the shield of faith, because the shield of faith protects the entire head and body. And of course, you're wearing the shoes of the gospel of peace. So we're called to be in this supernatural battle in the last days. Now, I was watching a a guy, very intelligent guy. I think he was part of one of the SEAL Team 6 programs, which is a high echelon military program where they recruit and use super soldiers to fight in unique battlefield environments. And this guy was sharing his experiences of being able to see the beginning and the end of a battle, where the enemy was at any given time, but to do it all through remote viewing and to do it all through a super soldier program. Now, I believe what he experienced was real. There's no question in my mind he had entered and been trained to go into an altered state of consciousness. And in doing so, he developed supernatural skills and supernatural abilities that enabled him to go into combat on a far, far higher level. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Be sure to grab yourself a copy of my new book, Power from On High. In researching the book and through my own personal experiences and personal experiments with things like OBEs, mental telepathy, altered states of consciousness, and many other disciplines, meditative states, I learned that you can enhance your performance, achieve peak performance in many different fields by operating not just merely on human power, but God's supernatural power. And before we go, and I talk about this in the book, because I did a lot of research and I've had a lot of experiences in the area of supernatural enhancement and the utilization of, let's just call it a civilian form of a super soldier program. Because my major at the University of Missouri was altered states of consciousness in the field of psychology, and my dual major was filmmaking. And that was a power pack package where I learned a lot of things, the kinds of things that people would learn in a military super soldier program. You're listening to Paul McGuire. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I want to impart to you on today's program a biblical foundation, a biblical understanding that if you're willing to discipline your mind and stand on a truly biblical platform, you can harness the supernatural power of God. And as a warning and as an exhortation, you need to be careful. This is not stuff you play with. A Christian or any person, you don't dabble in the occult. You don't open portals into occult realms, no matter how powerful the results are experientially or on the battlefield. You don't enter a supernatural realm without being trained, knowledgeable, disciplined, and educated in how to utilize the power of God, how to utilize your supernatural authority in Jesus Christ. You just don't flirt with the demonic realm. You don't just, you know, play around with it. It's very, very real. And one of the things that you'll see, my books, you take you from a supernatural power level that begins, let's say, on the ground floor or the basement. It's like a spiritual cosmic elevator. And the more you learn and the more you allow God to teach you and develop you, you will go up to the first floor, second floor, third floor, fifth floor, and so on and so forth, each floor representing a higher state of performance and a higher state of consciousness. Now, again, the critical thing is this is not a game. So you are going to encounter beings like from another dimension. And some of you may say, well, you know, what are you doing? Telling us to enter the occult? Absolutely not. You need to be sharp. You need to utilize the sword of the Spirit. And you need to continually remind yourself and walk in the power of this truth, which is this. For our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the powers, the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places. And when you walk in that supernatural power, along with that supernatural discipline, you can change the world. So in my book, Power from On High, I take you on a deep dive of the integration between military power, spiritual power, and spiritual warfare that takes place in a different dimension. So visit paulmcguire.us and be sure to grab yourself a copy while they're on discount of Power from On High and some of the other books like The Greatest Battle and Conquering the Matrix. Together, I will show you how you can experience enhanced performance, but based on a biblical worldview and based on a biblical foundation. This is the Paul McGuire Report. Visit paulmcguire.us. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Paul McGuire. I am happy. I'm jazzed. I don't know. I'm searching for an adjective that you're listening because I believe that the Lord has given me something to impart into his people. Now, this book, Power from On High, is not just a book, okay? It represents decades of my own. I mean, it's just an incredible, larger than life story of how I moved through psychedelic drugs at the age of 14, reading Heaven and Hell and the Doors of Perception by Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World. And up, I experimented with the psychedelic drug mescaline and opened the door and traveled through the doors of perception. I also conducted my own experiences, hanging out with Dr. Timothy Leary, the famous Harvard professor, who was known as the LSD guru, Dr. John C. Lilly, the famous scientist who discovered that dolphins were super intelligent and created the sensory deprivation deep tank. And I delved in. I was crazy. I was a young kid. I was delving into all this stuff, leading my body, experimenting with mental telepathy and all kinds of things. Now, I did it with a serious scientific bent. And then, as time progressed, I began to realize that the U.S. military was involved in all these super soldier programs. For example, the CIA published a full declassified report on brain synchronization, energy, manifestation, and the holographic universe. That's heavy stuff. And this enables that soldiers that are trained in this to wage war in an altered state of consciousness. Now, my books, as I said, build you up in a progression and a momentum. So, for example, my books will deal with altered states of consciousness. They'll deal with mental telepathy. For me, I'm not a soldier, so it wouldn't be a super soldier program, but I learned the techniques of enhancement and expanding your human set of powers and abilities and giftings through the supernatural. Now, before some of you freak out, we have to understand that when you study the Old Testament and the New Testament, you're not going to have some religious funky chunky monkey sequence of self-imposed barriers. So we take somebody like the prophet Daniel. We take somebody like Joseph, who became the second pharaoh in command in Egypt. We take all these people like King David. We take Joshua and Caleb, who understood not only the power of the Holy Spirit, but the power of transforming your perception as a mechanism for victory in battle against the Nephilim, Riphaim giants who were illegally possessing the promised land of Canaan, which in reality belonged to the children of Israel through a covenant that God made with them. And what enabled Joshua and Caleb, the mighty men of God, to defeat the giants, the demonic giants in the land of Canaan? When you read the account, their perception was transformed. Joshua and Caleb learned how to become, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and embracing the mind of the Word of God, they learned how to become super soldiers, as David did. Classic example. Goliath, who is a Rephaim Nephilim giant, is mocking the armies of Israel. and David is fearless. How does David enter a fearless state? He enters a fearless state because David is filled with the power of the Spirit. And he walks up to Goliath the giant and thunders with a, I believe, a supernaturally enhanced voice. How dare you defy the armies of the living God? And then he defeats Goliath with one slingshot smooth stone. So what is a smooth stone? It's a weapon. But it's a weapon that was supernaturally enhanced by the power of God. And you could go on and on and on of the supernatural power of God, the supernatural gifting of God being integrated in a real world, real space-time battle. And that's what God has called us to do. Of course, it's a spiritual, law-abiding, and peaceful battle, but that is what God has called you to do now, me to do now in this time. We should not be shirking back, shrinking back, freaking out, becoming despondent. If you will enter the crucible, the mortar and pestle of trial, where God literally uses the mortar and pestle to turn the hardness in your heart into powder, and he will enhance you with supernatural abilities to perform. Now, what do we learn from all this? When Joseph was in Egypt, he had to compete with about 400 heavy-duty occult advisors to the Pharaoh of Egypt. When Daniel progressed his way through spiritual warfare in the halls of Babylon, he was promoted because he had the supernatural ability in military counseling settings to predict and interpret dreams and visions for the Pharaoh, which ultimately gave the Pharaoh victory. So in our time period, when God says to us, "For our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the powers, and the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places," we go for it. And that's what I'm challenging you and exhorting you to do. Go for it. In my own personal life, I write about it in my book, Power from On High. Look, enough said. You need to get it at paulmcguire.us. It's on a discount. You need to get it so it comes alive in your heart and mind. I promise you, if you will read the book and apply its principles, you will take off like you've never taken off before. So here's the critical dynamic. We're in the greatest battle that we've ever been in the history of the man and mankind. These are the last days. I talk about this in The Greatest Battle, Conquering the Matrix, etc., etc. And what you will read in these books is research into the Bible, technology, and science on how God's people can be victorious in the battle that rages surrounding the global reset. Our job is not to march into oblivion, but do it under the discipline and the guidance of the Lord. Go to paulmcguire.us. I need you to stand with me. I need you to be a prayer partner, a prayer warrior with me, and together we can take the land. I need you to ask God, "Lord, what would you have me give or donate or contribute to Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church?" And whatever he tells you to do, do it. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us and let's enter this higher realm, the higher realms of battlefield. On a program coming up soon, I'll deal with CIA training on remote viewing, super soldier programs, and the integration of the highest level military training integrated with the science and technology of performance. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.